I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Judge Elizabeth Gonzalez of Clark County, Nevada, has issued a ruling delaying the execution of convicted murderer Scott Dozier. The ruling came after the New Jersey-based pharmaceutical company Alvogen challenged the state in using its drug midazolam in the execution. The drug, which is a sedative, was used in a number of botched executions earlier this decade. Dozier was convicted in 2002 of killing one of his drug associates, 22-year-old Jeremiah Miller, and was given the death penalty in 2007. In 2016, Dozier wrote to the judge looking over his case and asked her to speed up his execution. Opponents of the death penalty, including Catholic Mobilizing Network, have been pushing the state to spare Dozier's life. The executive director for CMB stated that executions for people who waive their appeals, such as Dozier, amount to the state assisting in the suicide of these individuals. 12 Russian intelligence officers have been indicted on charges that they hacked into Democratic email accounts during the 2016 U.S. presidential election and that they released stolen information to the public during the months leading up to the election. The indictment states that there was a coordinated effort to break into important email accounts belonging to members of the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and Hillary Clinton's campaign. President Trump has backtracked on comments he made in a newspaper interview before leaving for the UK. In the interview, Trump criticized Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for leaving the European Union and said that her plan for how to deal with the EU post-Brexit would probably, quote, kill any trade deals with the US in the future. However, at a joint news conference with May, Trump insisted he did not criticize her, stated he had a large amount of respect for her, and accused the newspaper of leaving out his praise for the Prime Minister. President Trump's visit to the UK has been met with massive protests across the country. Upwards of 100,000 people demonstrated in London alone, with protests planned in around 50 cities across the country. Catholic organizations are taking part in helping to reunite families that have been separated at the border by the government's zero-tolerance policy. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' Migration and Refugee Services, Catholic Charities USA, and a number of other agencies have worked together and so far have reunited 24 families. By mid-July, the groups aim to help reunite 55 families. They are also providing the families with food, shelter, and follow-up care for 2 months following their release from detention facilities. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.